Ches. What? Top line of Shin Ches. Chayno Nuwaydim. The second column? First? No, we went through these. No, we definitely did the paragraph. Maybe I said it very fast at the end. Right, we mentioned that Semech Naif and Raifei Chelem Atir Asurim are types of Tchias HaMeisim, where people are down or they give up and they have a sort of a resurrection of the spirit. So, first time in my life I'm not listening to a voice from heaven. Chayn Anu Eidim. Linyin Tchias HaMeisim Midei Baker Ba Baker. We're witness to a morning every morning. People go to sleep exhausted and they wake up. Some people wake up alert. Some people wake up exhausted. Ashakadish Baruch Hu Mazin Neshama Islefgar Mason. Shashena Echa Meshishim Lamisa. I once had a chavrusa. He said, it says sleep is 1/60th of death. Sleep is so good. I can't wait. He said, you know. Anyway, he says, sleep is the 60th of Misa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazir Bi Nishmasi B'Chemla. Now God returns my soul in mercy. V'alzeh Ne'emar Rabba Emunasecha. Great is our trust in you. V'zeh Mekayim Emunasai. I say Emuna B'Nemanis. Hu Yizbarach Me'ireinu Midei Yayim B'Yayim Me'Sheinasai. That we're going to wake up in the morning, Yikayim La'asid L'Sheinei Afar. We wake up every morning, we take it for granted. It happens every day. So God will do that in the future to those who have passed away. Now, it's interesting, in Ksais HaChayshin, to my knowledge, there's one place where he brings a Zayar. Because Ksais HaChayshin is a Halacha Sefer, the Zayar is not a Halacha Sefer. There's one place he brings a Zayar. Fascinating. It says, in a situation where you're allowed to take the law into your own hands, Avid Inish Dina L'Nafshe. Now, certain situations you're allowed to sort of take the law into your own hands and take what belongs to you. He says, although it's permitted, but in a case where someone gave you something to watch, someone said, here, watch my diamond necklace. And later, that person stole from you. So according to the rules of Chayshim Mishpat, you could just not return his diamond necklace, assuming he has no proof. He trusted you. So you can just keep it. You know, you'll tell him, look, you know and I know that you're a thief. So I'm going to hold on to this necklace in order to get paid back. So the Ksais holds, like the Sheet of the Shach, that you're allowed to take things into your own hands. The Ksais says, better go into his house and swipe something than not return a pekud. Why not? It says in the Zayar that every night when a person goes to sleep, he gives his neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a pekud. And in the morning, God gives it back. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Neman Rabba Munasecha. He's trustworthy to give it back. So therefore, if someone gives you something to watch, you should be trustworthy to give it back. And I remember learning this exercise with my class. I said, turns out that when he comes to your house, you hand it to him, you say, here's it back. He says, thank you. And then you just grab it back out of his hands. No, it's not a pekud anymore. And the exercise tells you a lot of grab things out of his hands. You give it to him, you can grab it right back. Because there's like sort of a separate idea that if he gave it to you to watch, you should return it. Of it in Ishtina Lanafsha. You could take the law into your own hands, yeah. You could grab, you could chaytaif, you could grab. In chatafti, vididi chatafti. You tell Bezin, yes, I grabbed it, vididi chatafti, and what I grabbed, I'm entitled to. So, yeah, I'm not telling you to go around grabbing, but there are circumstances where it's permitted. And nevertheless, when it comes to a pekadin, someone gives something to watch, you have to be trustworthy. That's what he says. I think it's the only place he brings a Zayar. I am not a Bucky in the Ktzais, but I'm in Yeshiva for the last many decades, learning Ktzais all over the place. I've never seen they should bring a Zayar. Highly unusual. Getting back, the top line in the second column, Amnon Kaleilu, Samech Leiflin V'chulu, All of these where Hashem supports those who fell, which he said means somebody who gets down, and Rafei Chaylim, someone who's ill, Ramatia Rasurim, somebody who's in prison. So all of these types of Tchias HaMeisim, Bechlam, Mechalka Chaim, Bechesed Haim, Shav Shehizir Bi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nishmasi Kechadosh HaMamish, even though God returned to me my neshama like something brand new, Mikamakim Achar Pu'ulais Kol HaYayim, after you work a whole day, Tiskaber HaAyefus Atshiyeh Yemuchrich Lazar, Falitoim Tami Sa'id HaPam, Ede Hashena. After I work all day and I'm exhausted, so now I'm going to go back to sleep. Every single day. And so too, a person who's sick that was healed. There's no guarantee that he won't come to it again. And there comes a day when a person dies. Anything that Kadosh Baruch Hu helps you with, there's no guarantee that it's permanent. Whatever chesed God does for a person in this world is limited. We say mechalkel means a measure. And that chesed repeats itself constantly. So now it's only a me'en, it's not permanent. He says will be permanent. Apparently he's going with the sheet of the Ramban that Tchias HaMeisim is permanent, that the eternity of Olam Haba includes some sort of connection with the neshama and the guf. Because according to the Rambam, even Tchias HaMeisim is not permanent because the guf only comes back temporarily. Let's go with that sheet.
You once said that you wanted to clarify a misconception that when we say Tehillim for a chola, we're praying for the right outcome to come about, not a cure. So how is that consistent with when we say Rofei Cholin and we're thinking about...
See, we're praising Hashem for the times that He does heal the sick, knowing that there are times that doesn't happen. That's what he's saying. We're praying Hashem for the times He do it, even though a person gets sick 100 times in his life, but 100 first time, eventually a person dies. So, you know, we hope he'll be 120 years old. We'll die, take 119.
In
good health.
Then,
what?
Why shouldn't we daven and say Tehillim that the person, that Hashem should cure the person?
Well, we really do say Tehillim he should be cured, but we always say, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaToy Beinecha Asay, after everything we daven, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do all the things that we ask for according to what's good in His eyes. And, you know, when Moshe Rabbeinu complained that the Mitzrim are putting the babies, killing them, putting them into the wall, and God said, pull one out, and that one caused a lot of tzaras for Klal Yisrael later. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that it's, you know, it's, what do we say when we bench Rosh Chodesh? We say, we dive for everything. We say an expression. I'm sorry. I would say in my old age I don't remember things, but in my young age I didn't either. Shimale, after we say Chaim Shel everything, we say Takadish Baruch Hu, Shimale Hashem, Mishale Sleepeinu, L'Toiva. Hashem should give us all we want if it's for good. Years ago I told over the story at Shabbos Shuva about a fellow who went into an asylum. He was curious what an insane asylum looks like. So he had a friend who was a warden. So he took him in. He went into a room. And there's a man standing there, wide-eyed, staring at the wall. And he's saying, Nechamala, Nechamala, Nechamala. And he asked the warden, what's this man? So this man dated Nechamala, and dated her, and she refused to marry him. Finally, he snapped. He went off the deep end. He just stares at the wall and says, Nechamala. All right. He went into the next room. There's a man wide-eyed staring at the wall, saying, Nechamala, Nechamala, Nechamala. So he asked the warden, what's going on with this guy? He said, oh, that's the one that married Nechamala. So, you know, the point is that sometimes, you know, you have to know what you're asking for. You got to be careful. It's, a little did I know when I said it, there's a man in Shul whose wife's name is Nechama, and man, he got it after the Joshua. But anyway, but that's the point. Ma'ali Mishal is debating all the time. Upirish Lashon Lishene Offer, the second paragraph of the second column. Why does it mean those who are sleeping in the Offer, V'loy Lishni Be'offer, should say Lishene Be'offer, V'loy Lishene Be'offer. Who Shem Yishenim Offer? Dead bodies disintegrate. There's a beautiful piece in the last chelik of Gesher HaChaim. Gesher HaChaim is a compendium of halachas that have to do with Avelus, and his last section he has a chizuk. And one of them, he talks about the idea that that matter never disappears. We have the law of conservation of matter, that no matter disappears, it just changes form. So he says, the law said, lava, everyone will get his body back. Because even when a body disintegrates, all the molecules are there. So they all come together and the person gets it back. So we say lishene offer, we think of people who are sleeping in the offer. He's saying it means those who are sleeping that are offer, that are dust. Micha maicha ba'al givurais. Now people have a mistake and they say ba'al givurais, which is incorrect. Many people are rushing when they dive and say micha maicha ba'al givurais. Ba'al givurais is like ba'al tashas. Ba'al givurais means you have no strength. That's a terrible thing to say about God. Ba'al givurais, with the patach under the ayin, means the master of strength. So, micha maicha ba'al givurais, bein ha-givura, both the strength, l'chalos ha-chayim, uvein ha-givura, levata koyach ha-mechala v'hamashes. Ochtra has the givura on the one hand to end a person's life, and on the other hand to end the one who threatens a person's life. Normally you would say Hashem is Mechaya and then Meimis. First you come alive and then you die. But since talking about Tchias HaMeisim, we say Meimis u'Mechaya. That after death, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a person to life, K'may Shoshanu Chachamim, in Pirkei Avos, Hayeludim lamus, all who are born will die. Vameisim lahachayis, those who die will come alive. Shekadosh Baruch Hu henik lanu kayachius, when God gave us the ability to live, hayu achayim iskainenim etchila lavali de misa. The end of all human beings is death. Kgai mashehalev oived umaylach adam lachol ha'evarim, that which the heart pumps. Hare kavula is man, v'seif ala hafsik, a heart is not forever. U'kamay ken amisa miskainenes lovei lidei chayim, v'seidur amisa hu hachona v'azmona l'chayim o'asidim. And misa itself is an ability to come back alive. It's interesting, in the Ben Ish Chai, in one of his letters in Rav Pa'alim, in his tshuvas, he writes that there are great people whose bodies don't disintegrate. But when it'll come time for Tchias HaMeisim, they'll disintegrate and come alive again. In other words, the disintegration of the body and the renewal is a necessary part of Tchias HaMeisim. And he has a big chiddush there. He's writing Kabbalistically, but he writes that lo osed lavoi, people will come back new bodies, which will have nafkaminas lagabe relationships. He says parents and children will have relationships, but Misa somehow is mafkia certain types of relationships. So there was a woman who didn't want to remarry because she said her first husband died. She said she loved her first husband. He died, and she's going to remarry, and then Mashiach will come. She's going to be stuck. We stuck with the second one, my first husband was coming back.
The second one is only
if
they have a child through the second one.
Well, then she didn't know all this. She just, that's what she didn't want to get married. It's a tshuva, Reb Sadia, in the Gain, Reb Sadia Gain. Reb Sadia Gain. So Reb Sadia Gain says something like that, that the person from whom you have your main, family, that's the neshama, that's the connected neshama. It's known that Reb Yaakov got married the second time. He told his wife beforehand that I'm going to be buried with my first wife. My first wife had a family, and, have a relationship, but it's not, and that's what happened.
He lived a long time.
His second wife predeceased him, I believe, and was buried in Montreal, which I think she came from Canada. He's buried here in New York. So, but Reb Yaakov, being a man of emes, you know, he had to let her know before the chuppah. By the way, I forgot to mention, you know, like, okay. Umidai melach, bottom words on the page. Oisei melach hamemis, umi oisei azman, Melech HaMechaya, the king, God, who kills, is the king who brings alive. Shetekev miyad, mechin umazmin hamesim lahachiyos. You bury somebody, you should know, he's getting prepared to come alive again. HaMayadei umatzmiach Yeshua, God sprouts forth Yeshua's. Shekamay shazram tzaymchin la'at la'at. Just as when you plant things, they sprout a little at a time. Yeshua la'at la'at, so too the Yeshua will come slowly. Shabishas misa nefradim ha'gofa neshama, the body and the soul are separated. V'neshama mizdakekes b'ilomis ruchniyim. Ashenas nekia makos yaguf gam v'avera v'avayim. And a man's spirit, when he dies, goes up to heaven and is cleansed. V'aguf mizdakech b'kever, ha'idei is pyrus v'rikavayim. And the body rots in the ground, that yeshav la'ofar. And that is a purification. I remember once hearing Rabbi Miller respond. Someone asked him, like, after all is done, so why is God going to throw people into fires of Gehenna? Like, well, for what purpose? Like, isn't that cruel? Life is over anyway. Why are you throwing you into Gehenna? So Rabbi Miller said, here you have a man who has to go to a party. And his teeth hurt. He can't eat. It's a great party. So he goes to the dentist. He tells the dentist, I want to eat at the party. Fix my teeth. So the dentist drills. And the dentist causes him pain. And isn't he cruel? He's not cruel. He's preparing him so he can enjoy the party. It's the same thing. When a person dies, he goes through a purification so he can enjoy the party, you know, the spiritual party. You don't want to walk in blemished. So you go through the purification process. So that's what he said. That's what Rabbi Schwab is calling the zikuch, the purification. Achra zikuch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayzer u'markivan, and after they're purified, Hashem brings together the soul and the body. V'zeh matzmiach Yeshua. Oysei HaYeshua mechlete shal eila l'chaye oylam. That Yeshua of an eternal life doesn't happen instantly. It's a seder of purification. Slowly, I should mention, that's why the Ayud Beis Chodesh for a novel, we understand that it's a process over 12 months and the neshama gets purified. So that by the outside, it's a purified neshama. It's hard for us to understand people who went through the Holocaust, you need any purification. When they dedicate Mishnayos, Leilu Nishmas, to the Kedoshim, like, I don't know why they need my Mishnayos, but, I guess every job counts. But the point is that 12 months, that's 12 months. I know that, the house is there. Next week is the end of your Yud Beis Chodesh, right? Yours is next month, but Yud Beis Chodesh is next week. So the Yud Beis Chodesh is a time when the Neshama is sort of, freed from any restrictions or any inhibitions. Okay, we're up to Anu Mitzayirim.